This story happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was driving back from my friend's house late at night. He has an apartment that's only like 5 minutes away from mine. We hang out all the time at each other's places, and I've made the drive countless times. I think it was about 1 a.m., so when I left, the roads were extremely quiet. I didn't see any other cars. After I left the quiet road my friend's apartment was on, I would drive on this one busier road for about a mile. That road led right to my apartment complex, and all I would have to do is turn left. As I pulled onto the busier road, there weren't any other cars on it. I drove a little ways and came up to an intersection. There was a stoplight, and it turned red as I approached. One car was waiting to cross, and as I came to a stop at the red light, I noticed a man standing on the side of the road. He was in the middle, standing on the little concrete median in between the road that I was on and the one going the opposite direction. He was to my left, and I was in the left lane because I would go left into my apartment complex a little ways down the road. I thought it was a little weird for the guy to be standing there at this hour. He wasn't crossing the road either, because he could have done that at any time. He was just standing in the middle. As I stopped at the red light, the man was standing there on the median less than 10 feet away from me. The red light seemed to take forever. In reality, I was probably sitting there for like 30 seconds. That's when I could see out of the corner of my eye the man walking over to my car. I had no clue what he wanted at this hour. He soon stopped right outside of my driver's window and leaned over. Then he knocked. I rolled down the window just a crack. The guy asked me if I could give him a ride. This was really sketchy, obviously, and I said no. When I said no to him, he then moved directly back to the rear passenger side door to my car. Then he just opened up the door. I hadn't even realized that my doors were still all unlocked. He then got right in the back seat of my car. It all happened so fast. The next thing I knew, I felt the guy grabbing me from behind. He grabbed my right arm from the back seat and kind of pulled me backwards. Now, I'd like to say that I stayed there and fought him off and kicked him out of my car, but that's not what happened. I was terrified and just wanted to get away from him. After a brief struggle, I broke free of the guy. I opened up my driver's door and literally jumped out of my car. I scrambled up to my feet and sprinted out of there. Then I ran all the way back to my friend's apartment. Meanwhile, the guy was now alone in my car, and he remained in there. I didn't really look back to see what he did, though, if he drove away or what. When I got back to my friend's place, luckily, my phone was still in my pocket, and I called him. After he let me in, I called the police, and they came to my friend's apartment. I spoke with the officer and filled out a police report. My car was then reported stolen, and my friend gave me a ride home. I'm very fortunate that I did not have to go anywhere the next day. The very next night, though, my car was found abandoned in a Walmart parking lot just 10 minutes away. I was happy to get my car back. There was no damage, but the inside was a little bit messed up. Still, it could have been so much worse, and I'm grateful that it wasn't. I don't know if that guy was ever found either. Looking back, I'm glad that I was able to get away from him. I don't know if he was trying to beat me up or rob me, or if he just wanted my car. Clearly, he didn't just want a ride, though. I work a job that requires a lot of late nights. The hours are different a lot of times, but I often get off a little bit later. I'm used to driving home at late night hours, or even in the very early morning. The nice part about this is that the roads are very quiet and there's no traffic at all. I work a little bit outside of a major city, and I live about 20 minutes away. Where I live is much more country, and I drive through some stretches of road with woods on both sides when I get closer to my house. One night, I got off of work at a little bit after midnight. I left and drove home in my car, which is a pretty standard SUV. It was a quiet and calm night. The roads were mostly empty, and it was an easy drive. I got to within 5 minutes of my house or so, and was driving on a very quiet road. It had one lane going in my direction, and another lane going the opposite direction. There was really not much of a shoulder on either side, and just a slight ditch before there was woods on both sides. As I was driving down the road, my headlights provided the only light. Soon, I saw what appeared to be something running into the road up ahead. It was very sudden and it caught my attention. A normal thing to see at this time and location would be a deer crossing, but I knew instantly that it wasn't a deer. It looked to be a man. It was really far away, just within my view. I drove closer but slowed down. Soon, I saw that it was in fact a man who appeared to be dressed in all black. He stopped and was now standing right in the middle of the road facing me. I was wondering why on earth a man would run out from the woods and stop in the middle of the road. I continued to drive closer, but was now going extremely slow. Soon, the man was right in front of me. I saw that he was also wearing a black ski mask. This looked really suspicious. He was standing right in the middle of my lane, so I turned to the left to go into the oncoming traffic lane and go around the guy. Nobody else was on the road at all, so it didn't really matter. As I did, the man then walked to the left, blocking my way. I then turned back to the right, and the man responded by going back to the right. When I made it within maybe 10 feet of him, it seemed as though he was not going to let me get past him, and I came to a complete stop. He didn't seem like he needed help or anything either. He wasn't waving his arms and calling anything out to me. He was just silently standing in the middle of the road, trying to block me. I came to a complete stop, and when I did, the man slowly started approaching my vehicle. I knew this wasn't good, and my instincts were telling me to get out of there. So I put my car into reverse and started backing up. The man kept walking closer to me and started walking faster as well. I moved faster in reverse, but really wasn't all that great at driving backwards. The man started to run when I got up to a higher speed. Now I knew that I really needed to get out of there. I decided to try and turn around my car. I turned my wheel to the right, causing my car to almost go off the road. Then I stopped and turned to the left and put my car into drive. In the brief moment that I was completely stopped, the man who had been running after me caught up to my car. I remember first he tried opening up the passenger side door, which was locked. Then he pounded on it like twice before I sped out of there. I watched in my mirror as he ran a couple of steps after me, but clearly wasn't going to catch me as I sped off. Then he was standing in the middle of the road again before he quickly went out of my sight. I decided that I would take another way home and did not want to pass by that area again. I called the cops and told them about what had happened. Most likely, though, when they got there, he was probably gone. I made it home just about 10 minutes later, and after that day, drove my normal way home. When I passed that spot, I still sometimes worry that somebody will come out of the woods again, but nothing like that has happened since. I'm not really sure what that man wanted, but I'm glad that I got away from him. The scariest experience I've ever had in my life took place about 5 years ago. It all started when I was driving home late at night. It was a little bit past 11 p.m. and I was still about an hour away from home. I was driving on a rural road out in the country a little bit. There was farmlands and woods in the surrounding area and not many cities or businesses nearby. At the time, I drove a car that was almost 20 years old. It had some problems and I had been meaning to buy a new car, but I just hadn't gotten around to it yet. I was really busy with work and stuff, and car shopping can be a hassle. But on this night, as I was driving along a quiet road, my car started to break down. I didn't know what the problem was at the time, but it turned out it was an alternator going bad. This caused the battery in my car to die, and my engine felt like it was losing power. Soon, I realized that I would have to pull over and call my roadside service. But when the car came to a complete stop and I took out my phone, I wasn't receiving any kind of a signal. It didn't really surprise me, given the fact that I was kind of in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't sure what to do. It really didn't look like there was any gas stations or businesses nearby. I also didn't see any houses immediately nearby. To my right was a little bit of trees and woods, and to my left was just a big field. I restarted my phone and kept trying it, hoping that somehow I would get a signal. I didn't know enough about cars to try and work on it myself. Meanwhile, I hadn't seen another car on the road at all. The thought of trying to hitchhike did come into my mind, but I quickly pushed that thought away. I knew how dangerous that could potentially be. There had to be a better way for me to get out of this situation. My thinking at the time was to let my car sit for a while and try to start it again in about 10 minutes. Again, I didn't know what the problem was at the time. I thought maybe it was overheating or something, and I could let it cool down. I probably sound dumb to anyone that's a car expert, but clearly I'm not one. Plus, I was only 20 years old and basically a kid. As I sat there alone in the dark and quiet night, I couldn't help but feel really creeped out. I only heard some crickets and frogs in the distance. There was no streetlights or anything either, so it was very dark out. As time went on, I was starting to get a little bit paranoid. Then, about 5 minutes later, I saw headlights of another car coming down the street from behind me. I looked back, and as they approached, I saw that it was an older-looking sedan. This car had to be at least 25 years old, so it was even older than mine. I expected the car to drive right past me, but I noticed that the car was going slower and significantly slowed down when it got close to me. I didn't know whether to feel nervous or relieved, and I can tell you right now that I was feeling a lot more nervous. Sure enough, the car pulled right in front of me to the side of the road and then stopped. Then the driver's door opened and a man got out. He looked to be in his 40s or 50s and started approaching my vehicle. I opened my door and got out. He asked me what the problem was, and I said I wasn't sure, but my car just broke down. The man said that he knew of a gas station just a couple of miles up the road and offered to give me a lift. I really didn't want to accept a ride from a stranger. I told him no thanks and said all I really needed was a phone. I asked to borrow his cell phone to call my roadside service. The man told me that these areas had weak signal and that wouldn't work because he couldn't get any signal here either. I thought about what to do. Then I asked the man exactly how many miles it was to the gas station. He said about 4 or 5. If I walked there, it would probably take me about an hour just to get there and then another hour to get back. I realized that it made a lot more sense to just accept the ride from the guy. Chances are he would be fine and a good person. Although for some reason, he just gave me a bad feeling immediately. Reluctantly, I accepted his offer, and he told me to get in the passenger side of his car. When I got inside, I saw that the car was in fact very old. I'm not sure exactly what kind of car it was, but it was probably from the 1980s. It smelled badly of cigarettes, and there was a bunch of empty beer cans in the back, which did not set me at ease in the slightest bit. I buckled up and thanked the man for giving me a lift, trying to make good conversation. He said no problem and then began driving. For the first part of the drive though, he didn't say anything. I wasn't really sure of anything to say either. I was feeling kind of awkward and nothing was coming to my mind. We kept driving down that road and it was more of the same scenery, just trees and wildland on both sides. After at least 5 minutes, I figured that we would have to come up on a town or something, but we didn't. I finally had the courage to speak and asked the man if the gas station was coming up. He said yes, and it would be pretty soon. I remember that I asked him what kind of gas station it was for some reason, and he said he wasn't sure. At least another couple minutes went by, and I was feeling that something was off for sure. We hadn't passed any gas stations or anything like that. I said to the man this is farther than I thought it would be. I then told him that I felt bad making him drive all this way. He just said that it was fine. The man was not very talkative at all. Each minute that went by, my heart was beating faster and I was getting more nervous. Soon, I finally saw a gas station up ahead to the right side. That had to be it. But this certainly was more than 4 or 5 miles from my car. We had been driving for at least 15 minutes. I asked the man if that was it, but he didn't respond to me. He just drove right past it. When he did, my heart sank. I had a terrible feeling and said to the man that I thought he missed the gas station. Again, he still didn't answer me. Now I knew something was very wrong. I didn't know what to do, but I just wanted to get out of that car. Even sitting in my car on the side of the road stranded would be better than being in that guy's car with him. I wanted to do something, but I wasn't sure what. After another minute or so, I pulled out my phone. I turned it on and looked at it and saw that I still had 0 bars. But as I was noticing that, the man finally spoke again. He said in a stern voice for me to put the phone away. I did, out of fear. We were traveling probably about 50 miles per hour down the road. My thoughts turned to jumping out of the car to the side of the road. There was a grass ditch on the right and a very small shoulder only a few feet past it. But that would still injure me. I looked at the man's door, and the car was so old that you could just pull up the lock to unlock it. I considered doing it, but we were just going too fast. About another couple minutes went by. Now I had been in the car with the man for like 20 or 30 minutes total. I had no clue where he was taking me or what he was doing. He hadn't spoken or said anything in a while. Then I saw a sharp turn coming up ahead. The man would probably have to slow down significantly because this was really sharp. I felt like this was my big opportunity. He began slowing down, and when he got to the turn, we were probably only going like 20 miles per hour. As soon as he hit the middle part of the turn and we were probably traveling the slowest, I turned to my right. I reached and unlocked the door, then opened it, all within the span of like 2 seconds. Then I jumped out as far as I could. When I hit the ground, my feet hit first on the edge of the road, and my body then tumbled into the grass of the ditch. It hurt pretty bad, but it could have been a lot worse. I just felt a little bit shaken up and was able to get to my feet. I saw the man's brake lights and heard his tires screeching. I knew I needed to get out of there, and I took off running into the woods. I didn't know where I was going, but I ran as fast as possible. The woods were not very dense, but it would still be really hard to see me with how dark it was. I kept running as fast as possible, and never heard the man running after me or leave his vehicle or anything like that. Soon, I was able to slow down and walk instead of run. I saw a light in the distance and followed it. When I got closer, I noticed that it was a light coming from the front step of a house. This house was certainly out in the middle of nowhere, but I was very happy to see it. I went to the front door and pounded on it. The homeowner, luckily, was home and answered the door. I asked them to call the police, which they did. They didn't let me in the house, but said that I could wait in the driveway. That was fine with me because I felt safe enough that the man wouldn't come back. It took about 10 minutes, but the police got there and I told them everything. I was able to call my roadside service and got a ride back to my vehicle. To make the rest of the story short, I got home all right that night. It was extremely late, but what mattered is that I was back and that I was safe. I ended up getting a new car shortly after that as well. I honestly don't know whatever happened to the man. I just hope that he didn't pick up anybody else. I'm not sure where we were going, but I feel lucky to have made it out of there. This is something that happened back in August of 2014. At the time, I was 16 years old and preparing to take my driving test. I had already got my permit a few months earlier and was taking my behind-the-wheel classes. I remember I would meet with a guy and he had a special car with a brake on the passenger side. He would sit in the passenger seat as I drove and would tell me where to go and teach me things. I had to do 3 3-hour sessions with him and then I would be ready to take my driving test. The first session with the guy, we did some neighborhood driving and a little bit of highway driving. The second session was mostly city driving, and the last one was a bit of everything and parking. On the night of this story, it was my third and final session with the guy. I can't remember what his name was, but he was pretty cool. He was easygoing and a solid teacher. I remember that the session started at about 6 p.m. We started driving on a few different roads and reviewing stuff. I don't remember a lot of the details, but by about 8 p.m. probably, the sun was setting and it was getting dark out. We then drove to this one park. It was a quiet and empty park with an empty parking lot attached to it. I had no clue even what city we were in because I had never been to that area before. I was asked to park the car, and then the instructor got out and set up a few of those really small and cheap orange cones. He set them up as basic guidelines for a parking space for me to follow. Then he got back inside the car, and we started to practice parking. We were at one far end of the parking lot, which wasn't that big, but had a decent amount of space for us to use. The streets surrounding it were mostly residential and very quiet. As I was starting to practice parking, another car drove down the street, and I noticed it enter the same parking lot that we were in. It came from down at the other end, though, so I didn't think too much of it. The car then parked in a parking space far on the other end, away from us. I kept practicing my parking for the next several minutes, not focusing on the car that had parked at all. Nobody got out of it or anything, and it remained there. Then, a few minutes later, another car entered the parking lot near where the other one had. This car drove a little ways closer to us and then parked, still a ways away. I remember that my instructor made a little comment like, "I wonder what these guys are doing here now." It did seem odd for people to park here when it was dark out. We had gone there because we figured it would be an empty parking lot. At least that's what I was assuming. Still, I did my best to just focus on my parking. I was doing pretty good and hadn't really hit the cones at all. I thought that parking was going to be the hardest part of the driving test for me. Then, one of the cars suddenly backed out of the space that it was in. There were two exits to the parking lot that we were in, one at each end of it. At first, I thought the car was going to pass us by and leave. But as I had just parked into the space we made with the cones, the car drove behind us and then stopped. It was only a few feet back and right behind us. I wasn't really sure what to do. My instructor seemed to be confused by this as well. After like a minute, the car still hadn't moved and was right behind us. We certainly weren't in their way or anything, and they could easily go around us to leave. My instructor said that he was going to see what was going on and told me to wait there. Then he opened up his door and got out. He started approaching the vehicle, and I didn't watch him because I was just looking straight ahead, waiting for him to get back. All of a sudden, I just remember that my instructor got back in the car really fast, a lot quicker than I had expected. He seemed panicked, and he told me to leave the parking lot. I mentioned that we hadn't picked up the cones, but he said that it didn't matter. I could tell that he was nervous. I began driving away, and when we left the parking lot, the car behind us did as well. My driving instructor told me not to panic, but he saw a guy in the car behind us had a gun. He said when he got out to talk to them, he saw it. Then he got back in our car. Now the other car that had been in the parking lot as well was also following us. I was terrified, especially because I was driving. My driving instructor told me that we were going to the police station. He said to not speed and to stay calm. He then gave me step-by-step directions on how to get there. It only took us about 5 to 10 minutes, but it felt like forever. The two cars followed us the entire way. They didn't try to pass us or do anything. When we got to the police station, I pulled in and they kept going. I parked the car and my driving instructor and I went inside. We reported the incident, and after that, the driving lesson was cut short. My parents were called and I got picked up. I was just happy to be okay. I'm glad that my driving instructor seemed to know what to do in that situation. I ended up passing my driving test on the first try, but I will never forget that experience. For the past year, I have worked a retail job in a popular shopping center area. It's about 15 minutes from where I live. This is something that took place about 6 months ago, but I don't think I will ever forget it. It all happened one Friday night as I was heading home after a long day. I think I worked until about 10 p.m., and to that point, it had been a very normal Friday. I live with my parents because I'm in college and 21 years old. I drove my car, which is a Ford Escape, to work and parked it in the large parking lot. I got to work at about 2 p.m. Then I was in there for the whole time. After getting out, the parking lot was now very quiet. I got inside of my car, texted my mom that I was on the way home, and then left. The first 5 minutes of the drive were completely normal. I was really tired and hungry, just focusing on the road ahead. But I heard a strange noise then, out of nowhere. I couldn't really tell what it was. I usually keep my car pretty clean, so I wasn't aware of anything that would be rattling around in the back, but I guessed that it could have been possible. I kept on driving and didn't think too much of it. But I heard a noise a couple of minutes later that was really weird. It was coming from the back of my car, and I thought that I must be going crazy. It was so bad that I slowed down significantly and looked behind me. The roads were basically empty at this hour, and when I looked back, at first, I saw nothing. I looked back at the road, but then I looked to the back of my car again a few seconds later. That's when I saw something for sure. Something moved, just within my sight, coming from the back of my car. I looked again, and now saw a man emerge from the back. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had to look back at the road to keep from crashing, but just moments later, when I looked back again, the man was now climbing over the seat up towards me. I started hitting the brakes, and the man rushed me. I remember that when he got to me, he grabbed the wheel, but didn't say anything. I barely remember what the guy looked like at all, because he was wearing this big winter hat over most of his head. Nobody else was on the road, and to the right was this little ditch. I was losing control and ended up taking the car into the ditch by accident. It wasn't like a big ditch or anything. There was no chance of the car to flip over. I barely even got any damage, but we did get stuck in the rough terrain that was there. The man had managed to get in the front passenger seat, and up until that point, my memory of it is kind of just one big blur. Everything happened so fast. When we finally came to a stop, I was going to get out and just run away. But to my surprise, before I could, the man opened up the passenger side door and ran out. He took off into the woods that was a ways over from the little bit of grass that we were in. I stayed in my car and locked the doors, then I called the police. As I was waiting there, I tried to drive my car out of the ditch, but it was stuck in there pretty good. I was afraid that the man might come back or something, but he didn't. The police got there a few minutes later, and I told them the whole story. They said that they would look for the guy, and a tow truck was called for me. I ended up making it home safe that night and was able to drive my car back. I never saw the man again. He must have gotten in the back of my car when I was at work. I guess either it was unlocked or maybe the back hatch wasn't closed all the way. I really don't know, but somehow he got in. Why he chose my car, I have no idea. I'm just happy that I'm all right.